So, truth of the matter is that I decided, just like a last minute thing, because it turns out apparently there was some violence. I mean, there was violence last week, and there was violence this week, apparently on Shabbos, even in the Kiryah. It got pretty pretty ugly, according to what's been said. I don't know. But
something wasn't politically correct.
Yeah, right, it was. And so, you know, in my house, we're kids, no one's allowed to speak any names here or speak about politics at all, because it's a terrible thing. Mitzvah, you know, this and that. Fine, might be a mitzvah to vote, but that's it. No
it's
more.
Like
the environment that's created with the whole thing, with all the tension of fighting and machlokes, it's no volume. So it gave me reason. I think I might have mentioned this to you in the past, but I wanted to, before we continue on in the Rambam, to, you know, in Yana Diyuma, it's a mitzvah lefarsim, this tshuva of the Netziv, in Chelek Beis, of Shut Meshiv Dover, Simen Tes. I mentioned this tshuva at all? No? So, in the middle of a tshuva, he's dealing with the machloikos over there, with the sheikh, rav, whatever. There. So, you know, of course, there's a, all these are, of course, what they call machloikosim l'shem shemai, you know. And that's so there's very, very little you can do when they tell you, know, listen, the Rabbanim say this and the Rabbanim say that, and then everything's always, it's always Hashem Shammai. Okay, and then eventually it comes to all sorts of isurim that become mutter, because well, the other side are apikorsim, because they're mavaz and my God, and these are the mavaz, everybody's, you know. Used to be, if you were Haredi, so everyone's not Haredi is Abikorsim. Now, Haredim are also Abikorsim. So the circle of true Jews is becoming less and less. Ultimately, it will end up just you yourself. Yeah. Fine. And then Mashiach will come, because each person is automatically going to be their own Mashiach. Yeah. So the Netziv says in it's a really amazing I'm not going to read the whole tshuva, just the piece that's a massive chiddush. He says, first he brings down the Gemara about Basra. I find the chesam at base. He says, "V'ani rogi leva'er hod isa b'bav Basra." I regularly explain. So in other words, this was something he had to apparently speak about quite often, and of course the Netziv was involved in. Was around and involved in many machleksim, and so he said, "Al Kain." The Gemara over there says, "Manda Amar Al Kain, Yoimru Hamoishlim Bo Cheshboin." You have to bring the pasuk. I think in Chukas that then the Moishlim, the rulers, will say, "Come to Cheshboin." So the Gemara says, "It's Hamoishlim Elu Hamoishlim BeYitzra." The Moishlim, the rulers, are the ones who rule their Yitzhara. They rule over their Yitzhara. Come, let's make a calculation. Hefsid mitzvah keneged schara. Let's calculate the loss of not doing a mitzvah versus the reward for doing that mitzvah. Uschar avera keneged hefseido. And let's calculate the schar for not doing an avera versus the loss for, yes, doing the avera. So he says, "V'im nefarish the ma'ariv the mitzvahs v'avirus ben adam l'shamayim." Now, if we're going to explain that the Gemara is referring to the calculation regarding mitzvahs and avirus between a person and Hashem, ain't no moving cloud. So then, it's not. There's no way to understand this Gemara. Achar shemoishlan beyitzrom mal tzarch lecheshbon. If they rule over the Yetzirah, what do you need a cheshbon? What do you need a calculation for? You don't let the Yetzirah get the better. There's no calculation to be made. Halagam bli cheshbon onshim. Even without the calculation of punishments, let's see the reward versus the punishment. Let's figure out if it's worth it or not. Right? Even without the calculation of the punishments, ro ilim shel beYitzroi. It's appropriate to rule over your Yetzirah, v'lasis kedvar Hashem, and to do like Hashem said. V'su, further, mazeh cheshbon hanoas aveira neged oynish aruchni shel olam haba. What kind of calculation are you going to make? Well, let's see. The pleasure I'm going to have from the aveira, or the benefit I'm going to have from the aveira, versus the spiritual punishment of olam haba. That's a calculation, bichlal. Ela leidibru chazal kan b'inyanim shin b'in adam l'shamayim. It's a very important thing that it's saying. It's saying pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is not talking bichlal about the averus b'in adam l'mokum, between a person and shamayim. Shere, al ze loy nitzruchu l'havi amusir m'mash kosa b'tor b'milchem asicha in imelech ma'ev rishon. For that, they don't need to bring the musir from what's written in the Torah regarding the mechama of Sichon with the right, the first melech of Moab. But the punishments of the Torah are well known in their place. Every parish, whatever, every place where it's written, in the Torah. You don't need to run to this, you know, make a maimara god over here based on that war. Ela mairi b'inyani alichas oilam. The Gemara over there is speaking about halichas oilam, the way of the world, things between people. V'yesh oisa machloikes oireidifas ha'adam l'shei mitzvah. And there are those who make machloikes, or who chase other people l'shei mitzvah. Af agav sheyedea shu aver l'asas machloikes, even though the person knows it's an aver to do machloikes, oireidif adam Yisrael, or to chase another person from Yisrael and go to their kishkes and try to ruin their lives, which people do day and night. Yeah, let's badmouth this. Let's get people stop buying by him and stop going to him, and let's get him thrown out of the cheder, and let's get him in. Let's not get, they should get in the yeshiva. He's on this side, and he's on that side, and he's there. Right? They know it's also. Mikol mokoyim, nevertheless, mechashiv shu aver lishma. They cheshben out that it's an aver l'shem shemayim. Hainu l'shem mitzvah. Here, it's a mitzvah. It's a shem mitzvah. V'yikabel schara. And he's going to get reward. Cheshbon's out that in this case he's going to get reward for it. Have you ever met a Baal Machloikas? And there are Baalei Machloikas. Yeah? Have you ever been a Baal Machloikas who thinks he's a Baal Machloikas? No, I'm not a Baal Machloikas. I'm right. Right? That's a. But I always say, what's the simon of Baal Machloikas? If you're always involved in Machloikas, you know, in the family you're involved in the Machloikas, I mean, with your friends you're involved in Machloikas, with the neighbors you're involved in Machloikas, with every realm of your life you're involved in Machloikas, so get. At some point it should hit you that maybe you're a Baal Machloikas. And there are people like that, that they're always, their whole life is Machloikas. Uchid Isa ben Nazir, like the Gemara says in Nazir, Daf Chav Gimel, G'doyla Aver L'shma, this is a Tshuva the Netziv, we're reading from Meshiv Davar. And like the Gemara says in Nazir, G'doyla Aver L'shma, right, famous thing. Va'al Zeh Yeshnei Tanaim. So now says the Netziv, okay, but there's two conditions for this. Tanai Arishon, the first condition to be able to do an Aveir Lishma, yeah. Okay, we those of us who know it, there's an Nefesh Chaim that's a little bit tamua that says that there's no such thing as Aveir Lishma after the Torah was given. A lot of kashas on him. What does he mean? What is not? Whatever. This is the Netziv, you know, from the Mishpacha. You see, he's saying there is a concept of Aveir Lishma, but there's two conditions to it. Could be after you, if you try to fill these two conditions, you'll see that there's never, it never comes l'maisa. But what are the two conditions? Tanai Rishon, the first condition is shelo yehone me'is Aveir klal. You have no hano, you have no pleasure from that Aveir at all. And like the Gemara says over there, by Ya'el, she was praised by Masha Osta Aveir Lishma, that she didn't Aveir Lishma, right? With Sisra, right? She had no pleasure from that. She suffered. She didn't want it. And Maksha Tzibara asks, V'halka Masani Me'avera, but she had Ano from the Avera, right? She, there's a physical pleasure that she had. The Gemara says, Alma, you see, the Afagav Shayser Rasha Lasas Avera Mishum Pikuach Nefesh to Israel. Even though she was permitted to do the Avera because it was Pikuach Nefesh of Klal Yisrael, Mikol Mokoyim Im Hoysa Nenis Me'avera Zu. Nevertheless, if she had gotten any pleasure out of that Avera, Loi Nishtabcha Klal, she wouldn't have been praised. The Osr Leonis Me'avera Lishma, because it's Osr, it's forbidden to have pleasure from Avera Lishma. That's the first condition. T'nai Hasheni. The second condition is she.
That's a retroactive, though. You mean only afterwards
They have to know. In that case, it might be a little. But a lot of times, a person knows if they're gonna. You have to check yourself. You have to know that, like, you hate this thing so much that you're not gonna enjoy this at all. This is just gonna be torture. But you're gonna do it l'shem shemayim. T'nai Hasheni. The second condition is. Sheish lachshov, you have to calculate. He's going on the Gemara that says, "Bo cheshbon, bo v'nachshel cheshbon shel olam hefsid mitzvah keneged schar." What's the calculation? It says the calculation is not talking anything ben adam l'makom because it has no shaychus. This can only calculation can only be made when it comes to ben adam l'chaveru, because it's talking about moishan beyisram. If it was ben adam l'makom, then what did he do already? Like, what do you mean? But you make a calculation if it's worth doing that avera, losing olam haba, or that doesn't make sense. But it's talking about that's what he's ben adam l'chaveru things. Now, second tnai is that you have to calculate im kedai avera zu de machlokes or redifa. If this avera of machlokes or redifa is worth it, legabe mitzvah zu shemechshav shi'al yodei mizeh al yodei mizeh. Is it worth it enough for this mitzvah that you think you're going to get through this avera? That's the calculation, right? You're not going to have any hanoah from it. You're not going to have any pleasure from it. Second condition, though, is it worth this avera of machlokes or redifa regarding this mitzvah that you think you're going to be accomplishing through this? V'zeh divrei Chazal, and that's what Chazal mean. Hamoishlim b'yitzrom, those who rule over the yitzara. Hainu shein lem shum hanoah b'masha oisa avera zu lishma. That they have no hanoah. They have full control. That's really an answer to your question, right? They have full control. They control the Yetzirah, they know in themselves that they're not going to have any pleasure in what they're going to be doing in Aveira here Lishma. Then they have to make a cheshbon, though. That's what the Gemara says. These Moshe and B'Yishon, you have to make a cheshbon, because that's the second tonight. Cheshbon Yishalim, Hefzid Mitzvah, Sheyagia Al Yedeizeh. The loss of the mitzvah that's going to get you're going to get through this neged schar shekavim zeh mitzvah keneged the schar that you're going to get for this mitzvah of whatever you think you're doing. The yochelius shehefshet sheyagia lezerabos al schara. It could be that the loss is going to be greater than the mitzvah. It's a very important thing. Sometimes enechnami it's a mitzvah. Yeah, it might be, I don't know if you're talking elections, right? It might be a mitzvah to vote and whatever it is, yeah? Now, question, maybe it's even a mitzvah to go make a tumult or whatever it is and only vote for this one because this other ones against a Torah. I'm not saying it is not, but I'm just saying a theoretical case. It might be a mitzvah. The question is it worth making such machlokes in Klal Yisrael? Is that going to be... Is it worth whatever it is you're going to accomplish in this thing that you're trying to do? Same thing in any machlokes. If it's in a shul, if it's in the losses versus gain over here. Uschar aveira lishma shemechave negative seder sheyagia achakach. Okay. V'zeh amusr lamna. This most they learned from Mi'hosh Egim Amichem Asichin Amelech Mavrishin. Okay, I'm going to skip a little bit now. He goes into why they learned it out from the case of Moav. Vinny Mefarish Oy, this is amazing, amazing, amazing thing what he says now. I'm going to explain further Masha Omar Dovid HaMelech B'Tehillim Kuf Lamed Tes. What Dovid HaMelech in Kapitel Kuf Lamed Tes in Tehillim said, Haloi Misan Echo Hashem Esno. It's a famous pasuk. Every Kanoi, lives and breathes this. Haloi Misan Echo Hashem Esno. The people that hate you, Hashem, I hate. Right? Isn't that true? Isn't it true, he says to Hashem? Those who hate you, I hate. And those who rise up against you, I fight against them. The most extreme hate, I hate them with. And then the pasuk says, Chokreini keil. David HaMelech says, search me out, investigate me. Yeah. God. V'da'at levavi, and know my heart. Bichoneni, analyze me, test me out. V'das ha'apoy, know what's going on inside of me.
Then
put the
second.
Huh? Ure'e, im derech oitzev bi, and see if there's a way of sadness, meaning something problematic in me. Unicheni b'derech oylam. What does it mean? And lead me in the way of the world. Hainu noyach lefonai lamus v'leilich b'derech oylam kipirish v'shezal. Because it's better for me. It's easier for me. It's better for me to die and go in the way of the world. That's what it means. Unicheni b'derech oylam. And take me away. Take me away. Better for me to die. What's going on? V'nei mashmos misan echa. Who are the misan echa? We know because it's, you know, Shulchan Aruch and all the places. Hey, ma apikorsim and more. Hey, ma apikorsim. V'amadichim v'amaseiris. G'detani be'ovetz Reb Nosson. Chazal tell us in Ovetz Reb Nosson, the misan echa are the apikorsim, the people that push Jews away from Torah, right? The maseiris. Those are Moser, right? These are the worst people. The biggest Rishon in Mamish. The Omar David, who signed them the right from. And it's a mitzvah to hate those people. It's a mitzvah to hate those people. And David said he hates them and he's right of them. He's right of them. Ubikesh Hashem, but he asked Hashem, Sheyachkar, please Hashem, look inside of me, investigate me. V'ladas levavo, and know his heart. He asked Hashem should know his heart. Im einer nenem hizeshiroidvam. That he does that to make sure that he really is not having any hana from this that he's being roid of them. B'chaneni v'das harapoy. And also, analyze me and know my sarapai, my it's like the tumult inside of me. I think that's right. In cheshboini yofe, is my calculation good? Shani oisa mitzvah, that I'm doing a mitzvah. Am I right that I'm really doing a mitzvah? Bize, that I'm doing a mitzvah in this? Yoiser mi aveira, more than the aveira, shem is kaitit voice of machloikas. Is my cheshbin right that here I'm doing more of a mitzvah? I'm being moil more than mazik. I'm helping, I'm doing something good, positive, more than the negative. Because there is a negative aspect here, don't want to say. But is the mitzvah greater like I think it is? Ure'eyim derech oitzev bi, and see if there's a derech of oitzev in me. Shebe'emes, maybe really hidden inene me'avera zu. Maybe I'm really having enough from this avera. Oyen cheshbon yofe. Or maybe my calculation is off. As I toiv lefonai, because if any of those two things are true, if I'm having the slightest bit of hana, if I'm enjoying this even the slight bit, yeah. If you have a competitive side to you that likes seeing the other guy go under, yeah, just you like outsmarting him. Yeah, like out. You have that small, tiny competitiveness to you that you get hana from it. Or maybe my calculation is wrong. If any of those two things are true, as I toiv lefanai, it's better for me. Shetancheni b'derech oylem, just take me away, kill me. It's better you take away in the way of the world that I should die. Why? Sheila uchal lasus tshuva zeh, because I can't do tshuva on that. The more the thing we're saying, I can't do tshuva on that. Achashani choshev shatzedik imadi, because I think I'm right. If I think I'm right, I can't do tshuva on it. I think I'm doing the right thing. Ubeemes afilu ani shoygig, says the Nesif. And even if I'm a b'shoygig, yisa oynesh, the person will get punished, kedin adam oiserola chaveiro, like the halacha, like the of a person that does bad to his friend, she echad shoygig veechad mezid chayev, whether he's b'shoygig or whether he's mezid, unintentional or purposeful, in both cases he's chayev. V'gam oiserola chaveiro, and also somebody who does bad to his friend, loy mani tshuva kiyudua, tshuva doesn't help, kiyudua. That's what the Nesiv says. Unbelievable. David Amelech. David Amelech is nervous, he's petrified that his calculation might be off, or that he might have some small hana that he's not aware of in him, and he's saying to Rebbe Shlomo, if I have any of that, that I'm unconscious of, I'm not aware of it, if I have any of that, just take me away, it's not worth it, I'm better off not in this world anymore. Today, who are we to even like put ourselves in the category of Moishlam Beyitzram, people that, yeah, these people that are making machlokas, that are being roidif each other, that are being oisik in this. How? Moishlam Beyitzram? Usually they're not the Moishlam, even on our level, they're not the Moishlam Beyitzram. Their calculation, right, wrong, we're not getting a calculation. I was zeicha sometimes, unfortunately, whatever. I had to be at different meetings or whatever, different times where, you know, askanim are involved in things, you know. And it's a terrible, terrible thing. I always had a horrible feeling. I remember that, like, you know, it was a thing that should have taken 5 minutes. One it really hit me hard, like one thing that should take 5 minutes was, it became a whole 45-minute hour discussion, and there was nothing going on. Just letzanus after letzanus after letzanus, laughing, and joking, you know what it is. Mamish was pushing, it's a social event. You know, it's geschmack. They get a real geschmack out of this. I don't get a geschmack out of these things, but they get a big... Okay, so, you know, this is that. And it was like a Muhammad type of an Indian or whatever was going on. And also they go and they do crazy things. They mess themselves up. People shoot themselves in the leg when they get into this matzav. That's a side thing. But lo yitzuri, that everything, all the chishbain is right and everything is right. You know, this is what you're dealing with.
Necheni b'derech olam. So that's the case, Quintus. The purpose of that sifa that we have, like, tonight. Yeah. We're preaching to the choir if everybody's going there, right? Somebody always going there is already assuming that they're going to be, we'll give them a vote on the poll and put whatever is there. So the purpose is probably to be more, that's what I'm looking for, outreach than anything else, I'm guessing. Otherwise, there's no point. What am I doing? Obviously, I know I'm going to vote. I'm the type who's going to vote sifa, most of the type is going to vote. What the Rebbe was saying, right? So it's the
idea of these asifas and bringing you to Israel and all this kind of stuff is, generally speaking, to try to be mashpia on a relatively small amount of people, because even a relatively small amount of people can make a big difference. And it does. In this country, it does. And we're a relatively small amount of people here. And that's usually... part of what they did is a twofold thing. One is that they try to make a matzav, because that matzav is supposed to bring out more voters for them. That's like one thing. And the other thing is that the people that are, you know, not so sure whatever it is, or they're like, so generally they'll feel uncomfortable, certain people, right, they will feel comfortable voting neged the G'dayli Yisrael. If they see G'dayli Yisrael are actually going out to places and speaking whatever it is, it's like, okay, if he's taking it so serious, I'm not gonna, you know, like to get those wavering people. I think that's the general thing.
Not outreach, not that. More just like half of the people already.
Yeah, it's certainly not outreach.
I think maybe outreach, yeah. From there. I thought the purpose was to have people more on the offensive. Meaning not literally to go out, whatever, but to literally just to go out and, you know.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe they want people. Maybe, you know, some people. If you can convince a guy that, you know, whatever punk, whatever, it could be a chais. I don't know. I think generally that's the idea behind it. And fine, it's very good for. There's a lot of people that don't do anything on Matzah Shabbos. You know, at least they go to just to even see Reb Moshe Hillel Hirsch. Is a chashav ezach. He speaks every day. He speaks with mamish content. I manage to enjoy it. Like every time I've ever heard him or seen him write something, it's always with real content to it. So okay, so they do, that's good for these people, you know. But people that are learning and this and that, whatever, they have sedarim, they have kfiyas, and that's, you know, it's not meant for them. That's anyway. Okay, so we'll.
Where's the tshuva?
The tshuva is in Meshiv Davar Chelik Beisim and Test. Mamish Mitzvah to Mimfarsim. There are places that won't. It's not a mitzvah because they're not. It's not going to help anyway. It's like that. Okay. Anyway. So let's. We don't have that much time, but we'll let's start again from the Veda, Sheila Milus, which is the second line of page Yud Zayin. We'll just try to read through a little bit here. Again, I'm using this Madura, so it might be slightly different. Probably not too different. V'dash elo ha-mailos v'apchisiois v'asher l'midois lo yagiv la yisiyashu v'nefesh. You should know that these pluses or minuses, right, of midos won't reach the person and won't settle in the nefesh of the person. Only when the person repeats those actions that come out of the midah, right? He, even though he doesn't have the midah yet, but he repeats the actions that come out of that midah many, many times over the course of a long amount of time, he gets into the habit of doing them, and that brings into him the midah that he's trying to acquire. The imayu apulis, and also, or it could be done in a negative sense, where he's doing something that really it's not coming from his midas, but for some reason his yitzhar got the better of him, and then he does it again and again, and then he could actually build a midara chas v'shalom in himself. That's what he says over here, that if those pu'ulos, those actions that you do are good, so then you're going to get a ma'ila, you're going to get an advantage, a plus, you know, you're going to get a good thing, good midah out of those actions. But if they were bad, so you're going to be received from that, you're going to get a lowliness. And because a person in his nature at the beginning of his state is not a Baal Maila and not Baal Chisaron, he's not, you know, somebody who automatically is on an advantage point, and he's not somebody who has a deficit. He's just, you start neutral. Everyone starts neutral. Kemoshe Nevar beperek Hashmini, like we're going to explain in Perek Hashmini, where the Rambam is going to say that no Midah is inherently bad or good. Vahu yargil b'loy safik pulis mikat musay, and he will get into the habit, without a doubt, doing actions from his youth. Kefi mina kroiva v'anshe arzo, according to the minig of his relatives and the people of his land. So that's like Rambam's on the nurture over here, right? He's going to be nurtured into certain actions based on what's around him. That was this week's parasha, Lech Lecha, right? That's what we read. So you see that there's all the Rishonim and Achronim. I speak about the effect of the Aretz, the effect of the Moledes, the effect of Beis Avicha. Those are three circles of influence on a person. The Efshashi Apule Sehem Mimutzois, and it could be that those actions are going to be middle way actions. Or it could be that they're going to be excessive or lacking, like we spoke. And then his soul, in that case, if they're going to be on the more side, too much side, or on the too little side, there is going to make his nefesh sick. Since it's appropriate that they should go in his cure, and getting his cure, the same way that a person goes about healing the body. Kashem Shaguf, just like Shiyotza Meshivuya Nira Lezitzat Not of Yotza Venamid Kinegda Behefchoy, when we see that it's gone to a certain side, right? It's lost balance, it's become imbalanced. So we balance it out by going to the opposite side until Achiyoshva Leshiva, until we regain the balance in the body. And then when the balance is reached, then we'll stop going to the other extreme. We were just pulling to that other extreme in order to balance things out. But as soon as you get that balance, you leave it. And then we'll go back to doing for him what it is that will keep him in that balanced state. Let's say the guy's, I don't know, had to massive sugar cut in order to balance out, you know, balance himself out. So, you know, he'll go to the extreme, but maybe, you know, maybe you still need, I don't know, maybe you still need a little bit of sugar, I don't know, so now we'll, you know, okay, now you can start having it again, but in a balanced way, in the correct amount that you need, whatever it is. But mashal boy, the mashal is, kashinira adam shayis l'tchuna b'nafshay, when you find a person that had a certain characteristic in his personality, v'chiser b'nafshay mikol toiv l'reve kilus, and his nefesh was lacking in it, lacking from all good. I mean, he was lacking a certain something good because of his stinginess that he has. Vizu pchisus mipchiusuyos hanefesh, and this is one of the lowly qualities that can be found in a nefesh of a person. Va'apala sheyaseu, So now the action that he does, mipu'ulei sera, are from the bad actions. Kamo shebi'anu b'zeh perek. Right? The mida is the stinginess, and the pu'ulos that it will do is, the bad actions that he will do will stem from that. Ukshenitzeru l'apoy zeh choli. Now when we want to heal him from that illness, lo nitzaveu l'argil b'nedivos, we're not going to command him to get into the habit of acting with nedivus, which the Rambam said was the middle midah at the beginning of the parak. Right? What was the nedivus? He said was between kilus and pizur. It was between stinginess and pizur, is just scattering out his money, right? Just like throwing everything away. And then divus is the mid ground. So if he's so stingy, right? If he's stingy, we're not going to tell him, okay, start acting with nedivus. It's like the person who wants to get healed when after his temperature has risen. Okay, so you're going to give him something that's going to bring him, or something like of the balanced temperature, the regular temperature. He's not going to get healed from his sickness. We have to bring him to start just throwing out his money, to go to the extreme. The yichpol maisa pizur, and he's got to repeat that action of pizur, of giving total givingness, pam acher pam pa'amir rabbis, time after time, many times over. Imagine a guy is like a murdika thing to break such a personality trait, where be'etzem he's stingy. Be'etzem for him to give tzedakah is like mamish mesiris nefesh. It's like killing himself. And now we tell him, listen, you realize it's a bad midah. You want to break it? The only way to break it now is just to give away all your money. How much money did you make this month? 7,000 shekels? Just, you know, what do you need for a living? Just basic living, okay, whatever it is. I'll give 5,000 shekels out of that. Like, whoa. And you got to keep doing it over and over and over and over again. Until that characteristic that brings him to stinginess will be removed from his nefesh via korov lagil tchunas apizur, and will be close to coming to that characteristic of pizur, of just scattering out his money, va'oz nesalik pulas apizur, and then we remove the actions of pizur unetzaveh lasmin apulas and adivus, and then we'll command him, okay, now do all the time the actions of nedivus, which is the mid-ground, which is, you know, the balanced giving. The yishkei delein, and you should put a lot of effort and work into that. Lo yoser v'lo yechaser. Not to go to either extreme. That's the, you know, we start off by pulling to the extreme until we balance them out. Okay, now act in the balanced way. V'chen k'shenira mifazer, same thing on the other hand. If we see him, that this guy's got no control of his money. He's just... everything he makes, he just gives away. So we're going to command him to do the stingy pu'ulos, the stingy actions, and to repeat them. Interesting what the Rambam says here. Don't repeat the action of stinginess the same many, many amount of times that you would do when repeating the action of the pizur. And this is a good chiddush. Who's seder refu of a seder? This is the order of cure and its secret. Who and that is? Sheshoiv ha'adam in a pizur lanadivus yisur kalv yisur korav mishuva min akilus lanadivus. Bringing a person to return from the state of pizur, of too much giving, to the state of balanced giving, is much easier and closer to do, right? Easier to accomplish than to bring him back from a state of stinginess to a state of balanced giving. V'chein, same thing. Shoiv ne'edar argosh ha'sa'ano nizr v'yerecheit yoyser kal yoyser korov l'shuv mishuv balataybis nizr. It is easier to bring back in tshuva, to bring back the one who is lacking pleasure, who's careful and a yerechet. It's easier for him to come back and do tshuva than for a baltivus to be careful in something. V'lezeh, therefore, nichpoil al balatayvus pu'ulas heyderana. We will make the balatayvus, the guy who's full of lusts, right? That's we'll make him repeat the actions of taking away hana, right? The actions of lack of hana. Yoiser mishenichpoil al neder argoshes pu'ulas atayva. More than that, we'll make the guy who's lacking feeling, more than we'll make him repeat the pu'ulas of taiva. Right? The guy who's like shtickle, like a deadbeat, doesn't, he's not like, he's not so into anything, you know? He's not so into food, he's not into what, he's not, he doesn't get excited from things, he's very, you know, overly calm. And we want to bring a little bit, you know, we gotta spice him up a little bit, you know. You gotta have a little bit of life to you to serve Hashem. You have to, you know, we want to get you going. So we're going to make him do pu'ulos that relate to taiva, like that would be coming from a mida of taiva, in order to push and balance him out, because he's too much. He's gone too much to the other extreme. So we're not going to make him repeat the. I'm sorry. We'll make him repeat the pu'ulos of taiva, right? More than we'll do. More than the opposite guy, than the bal taiva. Right, that's what he says. Nichpal al balatayvus. We're going to make the balatayvus repeat the pu'ulos of hedrano more than the opposite way, right? Because it's easier. Basically, it's easier for the guy who's lacking, lost and lacking, you know, lacking a certain energy over there. It's easier for him to do tshuva than it is for the guy who's got excessive energy to do tshuva. Each of them, we're going to make them repeat things that are from the opposite extreme. But we're going to make the guy who's got that excess in the energy repeat more the pu'ulas, the actions of energy lacking, right? In order, because it's we're going to make him, right, repeat it more than the guy who's lacking some kind of spark, and we're trying to bring in him a spark. Because the Baal Taiv is in a more dangerous situation. This is an interesting one. And we're going to obligate the guy who's soft-hearted, he's fearful, he's very scared of things. We're going to get him to give himself, put yourself into danger. We're going to get it to the opposite extreme, right? Come on, go on the limb and put yourself into danger a little bit. We're going to make him do that more. More than we're going to obligate the guy who's a foolhardy, life-risking nut, right, and trying to get him to balance out. We're, you know, him, we're going to... So him, we're not going to make do actions that are like would be from a scared person. So that means that he's saying that the rach levav, right, is more difficult, is like similar to the bal taiva. The rach levav, the fearful person, is more difficult to bring to a balanced state than it is for the opposite guy. The guy who's foolhardy, to calm him down and bring him to a balanced state is easier than getting a fearful person to the balanced state. Okay. So it's interesting. Even on the one hand, the Rambam says that going to either extreme is equally bad. They're both illness. But the cure of one extreme is easier than the other extreme. Right? The cure of one extreme is easier than the extreme. V'nargil hanovol b'yisrin teva levav, or tuva levav, and we're going to get the novel, the despicable person, to do extra good-hearted things. Yoser mishinargil mishiyeshal yisrin lev toiv b'nevola. More than we're going to make repeat somebody who's got extra good heart, too much good heart, to get him to do things that normally would be done by a despicable person, right? Again, Zeu Seder Refuas Hamidas Zechreil, that's what the Rambam says. This is the order of cure. You have to remember it. Ula Zeha Inyan. Loya Chasidim Anichim Tchunas Nafshesem Tchunam Mutzas Beshaveh. And that's why, it is for this reason, that the chassidim, pious people, right, those who were medaktik on themselves, those who were machmer on themselves, they did not leave their characteristics of their nefesh on the middle ground. It's very important, the Rambam is saying. What's a chassid? A chassid is a guy who's not in the middle. He's gone a little bit, yeah, not a chassid in terms of today, right? A chassid in terms of chazal, in terms of psukim. Is a guy who's, actually the word chassid means chesed. He's leaning to the right. He's leaning to, right, the right side. Leaning to the chesed side. He's a machmir. So why? They didn't leave themselves in the middle ground. The Rambam says the middle is the way you're supposed to be. Why? So he says for this reason. They lean themselves a bit, purposely, they leave themselves a bit to one of the extremes, in whatever the issue is, right? Al derech hasiyag vashmira, as a way of protection. They lean to whichever extreme is a little bit better off when it comes to cure, that they lean themselves in that direction. Ritzoni lomar, I mean to say, al derech mashal, for example. Shayun noitim in azihirus, litzad ahed, litzad. It will be neitim from the zehirus to the tzad of a little bit of lacking feeling. Okay? In other words, you have a line, okay, going from not having any pleasure out of this world to going crazy with just, right, looking for pleasure left, right, and center. You're just on the chase all the time. And then you have the middle ground. So they would point themselves a little bit in the direction of not having. They would fast more, they would have, you know, they would not eat as much, whatever. A little bit to the side of, right, more towards the extreme of, right, and they did that as a, and the same thing with Gvura. Letzad Mesirus Nefesh B'Sakonis Ma'at. They point themselves a little bit to the Mesirus Nefesh side, to do things, take a little bit more danger, Sakonis, a little bit safer to be on that side. U'mitov ha'levav, and when it comes to good hardness, Letzad Yisran Tov ha'levav Ma'at. U'minanova, when it comes to humility, Letzad Shiflas Ruach Ma'at, to the low-spirited side of things, meaning to like have a little bit extra humility, more than the norm. V'chein b'shar inyanim, and same thing with all the other inyanim. V'zeh inyan ram z'ba'aram, that's what Chazal were hinting to when they said, lefnim mishuras adin. Shuras adin is the mid-ground, he's saying. That's like the way it should be. It's zero, neutral, right? And they went a little bit more than that. A little bit more than that. That's the idea.
It's deliberate on their part.
He's deliberate, right?
It's not like they have fallen into a bad habit. They're
exactly.
Deliberate,
right, right. But the Rambam's coming to say, the Rambam's saying that be'etzem mitzad atzmo, essentially, it's better to be 100% in the middle. The chassidim pointing themselves a little bit off into the more positive direction when it comes to as far as cure goes, as a shmira, as a protection to themselves, as a way of guarding themselves. Because, let's say, if you're in the middle and you fall a little bit, you're more in trouble when it comes to cure. But if you're already a little bit over in this direction, you fall a little, okay, you'll get back to the mid-ground. You're safer that way. That's the idea of chassidus. That's the idea of being a machmer. It's not this is very important. It's not that be'etzem it's better to be a chassid. It's not that it's be'etzem better to be lifnim mishur adin. It's just that, practically speaking, it's better. Practically speaking, it's better, since the person does sometimes move and shift. So if you're going to shift, you're going to at least be in a better situation over here. Avomashu, we'll go a little bit further over here. It's just like in the middle of a point here. Is that okay? Yeah. Avomashu also oisa mechassidim uktasa azmanim uktasa mekoymis. But what those chassidim did at some times, in some places, and some of them people gamkem benetois achra katzeh echad, where they went after one extreme, bitsoim, with fasting, vikoim balelis, and getting up at night, vanochas achilas basar shtiyos yayin, and leaving eating meat and drinking wine, vachokas anoshim, and distancing themselves from their wives, or from women, from getting married, or the wearing wool and seor, like we find by Eliyahu and Elisha, ushchunas haharim, and living, dwelling in the mountains, vizboided b'midbaris, or living alone in the desert. All this kind of stuff was just done as a cure, as we mentioned. If they were doing this kind of extreme activity, they only did it because they suffered from the problem and they were curing themselves. Also because of the lacking, the loss of the people of the place that they lived in. When they see how bad this society around them is, and they see the actions that the people do, so they became afraid, or they become afraid that their midos are going to also suffer because of all the people around them. And therefore they ran away to solitude, to places where there wasn't an evil person. In other words, it could be not, there's either they did it because they had to cure themselves, or because they saw that everyone around them is so messed up that if they don't get out of it, like we know the Rambam says in Hilchos Deos, a person is drawn after the people around him, and the deis of the people, the midas of the people around him. And they realized that. They learned the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, and they saw that, look, everyone around me, a bunch of crooks, or everyone around me is whatever, I gotta get out of here. And they ran off to some hilltop or some desert and just lived on their own. Because not because they were messed up, because they didn't want to become messed up. Kimar me Yirmiyah Anavi Olav Hashalom, like Yirmiyah Anavi said, Mi Itneini Bamidbar. We find a similar idea. he's going to bring it, right? I think he's going to bring it in the Hemshech. I'm not sure, but right, it says that somebody who saw Saita Bakilkula, right? He saw that Saita, that she was punished, whatever it is. So he should become a Nazir and separate from wine, because it was the wine that brings a woman to act like that, right? So it's the same idea, is something can have a hashpa on a person that he's got to now go a little bit more extreme, or he's got to go more extreme in order not to let that affect him. He doesn't have a problem, but there's something that he saw that can have a negative effect on him, and therefore already now, before the problem develops, you got to take a protective approach and go more to that other extreme. Same idea. It's like the Navi Yirmiyahu says, "Mi etineni b'amidbar maloin orchim ve'ezva es ami ve'elcha meitam." Like, who would just give me to go to the midbar and I'll leave my people, and I'll go from them? Ki chulam enafim atzeres boigdim. They're all a bunch of adulterers, of treason, and the terrible. Kasher Now when the fools saw that these pious people were doing these activities, these actions, and they didn't know what their kavana was, they thought, this is the good way to act. Monkey see, monkey do. So then they started to act like them. They said, look, these guys are going away, I'm going to do that too. And then they started to afflict their body with all types of afflictions. And they think that they're requiring from themselves a great midah, or a good midah, and they're doing something good, and that they're getting closer to Hashem with this. As if Hashem hates the body and wants to destroy it. It's a beautiful lashon, huh? Yeah. As if God hates the body and he just wants to destroy it. And you have people... I know, even today, there are certain people, Mekubalim, it's not very common, but I happen to know one and his son that do like the stuff you see in like Orchis Tzadikim, like lying in the snow without any clothes, lying naked in the snow. And he said the father got actually burns, mamish serious burns from this activity, And he did it also, the son does a little bit. Now listen, between you and me, if the guy's telling me, he's certainly not such a chassid. It's saying that if you do it, then if you're really on that level, you're not telling other people. Yeah, but he told me, and obviously, but this is a seal. Yeah, I don't know the father because I personally don't know the father. You know, whatever it is, my natia is to think that no one is on the level today to do this. But nevertheless, nevertheless, certainly that's like the type of thing. Like, oh, you see, he's acting like he's doing that. And guy goes to. It's like the famous story. No, I forget. Of Chaim or I think it's a story. I don't know. Maybe I said someone. I heard it. I don't remember. But you know, you have like the stories about the Gra that he didn't. I think maybe also maybe Rav Herman also. Is this an awful the boss? Maybe they didn't kiss his kids. Does it say such a thing over there? I don't know. I don't want to say something wrong about him. You know, whatever. But whatever. One of the Gedolim never kisses. That was the Hanog of the Gra. He never kissed his kids. So I think maybe it was him. So now you're going to act like that and never. And there are people that do that. Oh, that's the my look. The Gra did it. So I don't ever kiss my kids. You know? And then they think their kids are going to come out from. Or normal. Right? If you're doing everything else that the Gra is doing, you could do that too, you know? To take that's a seal, that's a fool. That's what the Rambam is, a similar type of thought process here. The Rambam is saying they don't understand why these guys are doing this, the Chassidim are doing this, why these pious people are doing that. Then they think we're gonna, God hates the body, okay, I'm also gonna do that. V'heim lo yodu she'la pulus ra. They don't know that these pulus are not parv, they're not neutral, they're bad. Don't do them. You're not supposed to afflict your body. And if you do, you're getting a deficit. You're getting a lowliness. It's not good. You're damaging your nefesh. You can only compare this to the person who doesn't know how to cure. He's not a doctor. When he sees the doctors, he saw expert doctors giving out these medicines, right, to people that were close to dying, and it saved their lives, and they stopped the regular food, and these people got better, and they escaped death. So he says, "Woo, that moron, that fool says." Since these things, these cures, you know, really heal a person, he makes a good kavod chaimer. Certainly, they're going to make a healthy person even healthier. Going to keep him healthy, or yisifukach, and even add to him. And he starts to take these medicines often. And he starts acting like the anagas of sick people. Of course, the guy's going to get sick without a doubt. Kainim chale nefasha, so too are those who are sick in the soul. Elu b'loy safik b'lakam refuas al abriyas. These, right? Same thing when it comes to chale nefasha, without a doubt, if they take refuas on the abriyas, you say, no, don't be foolish. If you need something, you take it. Right? A person's sick or needs something, he's got to take it. If not, then it's going to damage. I happen to know, this is a story, mamsh, I know, person. Another person, one of the people involved, guy was in a coil. It's a very tense, apparently, intense coil. And he wanted to improve his concentration. So he started to take Ritalin in order to improve his concentration. And he figured, he did research, and he found out, he's not a doctor, he's not a scientist, he's a sochel. Maisa, Rambam would call him a sochel, a fool. And he took it in special ways, and now, Rachmanas, he became Pasha crazy mamish. There's a true story. I know the father-in-law of this guy. And here he tried to stab somebody in the family. Became mamish Meshuggah Gomer. He's now in an insane asylum. They're trying to maybe see if they could get him back to normalcy, but I don't know. It looks very difficult. He has a wife and a number of kids. This guy was like a good avreich, and he saw, you know, oh, they give out Ritalin, it helps, you know, and I need to, I'm trying to keep up with things or whatever. And he's mamish mazik himself. Terrible thing, mazik a whole family. This is the people But anyway, the Rambam is bringing that as a mashal for Rufus HaNefesh. Guy sees that this guy's doing this and that ruchnistic activity. As I always say, the difference between, I said this by my son's bar mitzvah, was Parshas Lech Lecha, that a number of years back, what's the difference between Lot and Avram and Yitzchak? Yitzchak learns from Avram Avinu, but he does his own thing. Avram Avinu is Midas HaChesed. Yitzchak is Midas HaDin. So yeah, he takes the Yishamayim, but Lamaisa, he's got his own channel for that Avodah Hashem that's mat'im, that's appropriate for his nefesh. But Lot, diukim in the psukim, that Lot didn't do that. When he jumped into furnace, the pasuk says, Acharon, I'm sorry, I said about Lot and Acharon. He learned, Lot did the same thing, that Lot followed Avram to Eretz Yisrael because he followed him, he imitated him. And therefore he eventually comes to Averis because it wasn't stemming from the inside. And that characteristic came from his grandfather, was it? Haran. His father, who jumped into the furnace. Moisir Nefesh, like Avram Avinu. The difference is, he jumped in because he saw Avram Avinu jumped in and survived. So it's just a copycat, it's imitation. Copying Ruchnius doesn't work. Imitation of Ruchnius doesn't work. It kills a person. That's what happens to Haran, that's what happens to Lot. Learning from a person, being mischazik and trying to emulate, yeah, there's a difference between emulating and trying, but you have to still, it has to come from the inside. It has to come from the inside. And when it comes from the inside, you don't look exactly like your Rebbe or exactly like your father. You might. Could happen. You might. But not necessarily. Yitzchak is Midas HaDin. Avram is Midas HaChesed. It's a different, right? So that's the, and that's again the same thing in Chinuch, us klape our children, that we have to raise them that they should go and be comfortable going and go and write in there what they need and the pathway that they need. Right? But of course with your Shemayim, and of course with but that's the nekuda over here that's coming out of the Rambam, is there's no makam for imitation of Ruchnius. Right? That could be terribly mazik and it's foolishness. So, as Hashem, continue next time.